All right, so we're diving into Kristen Ciccarelli's Heartless Hunter today.
Ooh. Yeah.
And this book, it really flips the script on, you know,
it does.
Witches and witch hunters and kind of what we expect from those.
Right.
So ready to jump into this world a little bit.
Absolutely. I'm excited.
Yeah.
One of the things that I thought was so cool about this book right off the bat is like the history of this world, you know,
like
witches were once revered.
Totally.
You know, honored.
So like, during the Sister Queen.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
But now, I mean, they're hunted and feared. Like,
oh, yeah.
The Blood Guard is out there. You
yeah,
know?
It's like, what happened?
Right. What happened?
Like, what could have shifted things so dramatically?
Yeah.
And that's where I feel like Rune, our protagonist, comes in.
Yes.
Because she's
living a double life.
Yes.
Yeah.
She's the Crimson Moth, but also just this.
Like, socialite.
Yeah.
Like, how long can she keep this up?
Yeah, and who is she really, right?
Exactly.
Like, who's she loyal to? Mm-hmm. And then you have Gideon Sharp.
Ooh, Gideon.
Who's just this, like, I mean, he's like the...
He's Rune's antagonist.
Yeah, yeah, he's like the ultimate witch hunter.
He is, but he's not just some, like, two-dimensional villain.
Yeah.
He's got this whole backstory with Cressida Roseblood.
Yes.
Which, oh my gosh, she's a character.
I know.
Like, you do not forget.
So good.
But yeah, so that kind of makes him a lot more complex.
It does.
You know, his motivations. Yeah. Like, is it just vengeance or is there something else going on?
Right.
You know?
Totally.
Like, Hilner.
And speaking of Cressida, like, she's kind of this, like, looming.
Yeah, she's like a storm on the horizon.
Yes.
You know, just waiting.
And you just know it's going to be bad.
Oh, yeah.
When it hits.
It's going to be bad.
Yeah. But we also can't forget Seraphine Oakes.
Oh, right.
Who Rune is trying to save from execution.
Yes.
And there's something, like, off about her.
Yeah. She's way younger than she should be.
Yeah.
Which, you know, hints at, like, some magical stuff.
Secrets, yeah.
Secrets, yeah.
For sure.
Definitely piqued my interest.
Oh, mine too, absolutely. And then on top of that, just to complicate everything even more, we have a love triangle.
Oh, yeah, we can't forget about that.
Alphidus.
That's Gideon's brother.
Yes, in love with Rune.
Yeah.
So, like, how is she going to navigate all of this?
All these feelings and this secret identity
yeah.
and trying to save somebody.
Yeah, it's a lot.
And not get caught.
Yeah, and then there's magic on top of it.
Oh, right.
Like, there's a whole...
Magic system.
Yes.
Yeah.
We haven't even gotten into that yet.
We haven't even touched on that.
I know.
It's so good.
Yeah, it's so much.
It's really well done.
Okay, well, let's maybe take a quick break and then
okay.
we'll come back and we'll really... delve into all that.
Sounds good. Okay, so the magic system in this book.
It's not just like, you know, waving your wand.
No, no.
And things happen.
It's like, it's got rules, you know?
Yes. There are consequences and like different...
categories of spells.
Yes. Like the menorah's spells.
Yes, the ones that use their own blood.
Yeah, it's almost like...
like a sacrifice.
Yeah.
It's a physical representation of like what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And then if they use the blood of others... it makes the spells, like, stronger.
And more powerful.
Yeah. But then that comes with, like, a moral cost.
Right. Right. Like, how far is too far?
Exactly.
When you see Rune struggling with that.
Oh, for sure.
You know, especially when she starts using, like, borrowed blood.
Yeah.
To do more of these more advanced spells.
Yeah. And it makes you wonder.
Like, is she
going to get in over her head?
Yeah. Is this a bad path?
Totally.
And then there's the Arcana spells.
Oh, right.
Which are like the forbidden magic. The
forbidden magic. That's where it gets really, like, that's where the line is.
Yeah.
Like, you can't cross that.
And it's forbidden for a reason.
Right. And it makes you wonder, like, is anybody safe?
Well, and it's like, even someone like Rune, who
He's
is
so careful.
So careful and so good at it. Like, even she?
Even she could, like, mess up,
yeah.
You know?
But it's interesting, too, like, how clothing... plays such a big role.
Oh, yeah. The clothing of this world.
It's not just like fashion.
Right.
It's like power.
Yeah, and status.
Status, yeah.
Like the Blood Guard enforces these. Like,
these rules.
Yeah.
What you can wear.
Yeah, almost to control.
Right.
Right, to like limit people.
Yeah, like self-expression.
Yeah, hadn't even thought about it that way.
And remember the Manu shoes.
Oh, my gosh, yes.
Like, Rune was so excited about them.
She was obsessed.
And it's like a small detail.
Yeah.
But it's not.
No, it represents so much.
It's like freedom.
Yeah.
And, like, her wanting to, like...
break free.
Break free from all of those, like, rules and restrictions.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, oh, my gosh. It's like,
There's so much symbolism.
I know. It makes you want to reread it just to catch everything.
Totally.
Like even the...
Even
Rune's bedroom. Those lavender walls.
Oh, right.
Like it's not just a random color.
The lavender. It's
like the witch color.
Yeah.
So it's like a subtle hint
yeah.
at like who she really is.
Even though she's hiding it.
Yeah. It's like... It's ironic
yeah.
that Gideon, the witch hunter,
mm-hmm.
who's supposed to be so good at finding witches, like, he
misses all these signs.
Yeah.
But his own prejudice and his past experience, it's like blinding him.
Totally.
He just thinks all witches are
evil.
Evil, just like Cressida.
Yeah.
So, like, he misjudges Rune.
Totally.
And underestimates her.
Yeah.
And that's, like, how she's able to keep her secret.
It's true. She's very good at manipulating.
She is.
Remember when she, like, pretends to be afraid?
Oh, yeah.
Of her grandmother's portrait?
Yeah, like it's some evil presence.
Yeah. Yeah, like she knows.
He knows exactly what to do.
Yeah, to play into his.
His expectations.
Expectations, yeah.
But I also feel like there's a little bit of truth in that.
Yeah, like.
Like she did betray her grandmother.
Yes.
And that's something that she still.
It haunts her.
Yeah.
And that's what makes her such a compelling character.
She is.
She's not just good or bad.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she's got all these
layers.
Yeah. And it makes you like.
Makes you question your own morality a little bit. Like, what would I do in that situation?
Yeah.
Like, and then Ciccarelli will throw these scenes in.
Right.
That just like completely change your perspective.
Yeah.
Like when Rune takes Gideon to the beach.
Oh, yes.
To that secluded spot.
Yes.
And she opens up to him.
She tells him about her past.
Yeah, and her grandmother's execution and everything.
He's completely vulnerable. Yeah.
And Gideon, yeah. He surprises you because he doesn't react.
He doesn't react badly. No, he's like...
He's drawn to her even more.
Yeah, it's like he's...
Like a different side of her.
Of her that nobody else sees.
Yeah, but then he notices...
The locket. Yes, Nan's locket.
Oh, man.
And you just know...
Something's going
to
happen.
Like something bad is about to happen.
Oh.
And then he opens it...
And he sees the portrait.
Young Seraphine Oakes.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
The witch he's supposed to execute.
I know. It's like, what?
It changes everything. It's like, how is she both young and old?
Right. What kind of magic is going on?
Yeah, like, what are the secrets?
Yeah.
It's just, like, I need to know more.
It makes you want to keep reading.
Yes. And that's what's so good about this is, like, we've given you a little taste.
A little taste.
But we haven't spoiled anything.
No.
Like, you still get to experience the whole thing.
Get to discover all the answers
yeah.
on your own.
Yeah.
It's so good. I love it. You know, it just feels like all the characters are making these
yeah.
really big choices with consequences.
They are.
And Rune especially.
Uh-huh,
like,
uh-huh.
her duty to the witches, but then also... Her feelings for Gideon and Alex.
It's like duty versus desire, right? Huh? It's like classic.
I know.
But she really like brings it to life.
Yeah.
You know?
And Gideon's fighting his own demons too.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
how does he reconcile his feelings
right.
for Rune
yeah.
with like everything he believes
exactly.
about witches?
It's like a powder keg, you know?
Yes. And
we're waiting.
The Liberty Day celebration, it all just explodes.
That scene.
It's so intense.
Yeah. And that's where we really see Cressida like
yeah.
in her full glory.
Yeah. Leading her army.
Oh, my God.
And then Verity.
Oh, don't even get me started.
I know.
Like, I did not see that coming.
Like, she's
Cressida.
Such a betrayal.
It changes everything.
Right. Who can you trust?
And then... Poor Gideon.
Yeah.
He has to choose.
Well,
does he join Cressida?
Or protect his family and Layla?
It's like heartbreaking, but it shows like how far he'll go mm-hmm. for the people he loves.
Yeah. Even if it means like siding with
Cressida.
Yeah. The woman who.
Who like tortured him.
Yeah. It's
a lot.
Yeah. And Rune's left with like.
Having to make her own choice.
Yeah.
About what she's going to do.
And she sails off with Cressida.
Yeah.
Into this like. Unknown future.
And you're just like left hanging.
I know. It's such a like punch to the gut.
It is, but it's hopeful too.
Yeah, yeah, like she's finally embracing
her power.
Yeah, yeah.
But at what cost?
Right. Like that's the question you're left with.
That's what makes you want to read the next book.
Yes. It's so good. It's just, it makes you think.
It does.
And like Ciccarelli asks this question, like, who is truly heartless?
In a world where everyone's hunting somebody.
Yeah, it really makes you think about good and evil. And
the choices that we make when we're, you know, in impossible situations.
So if you are looking for a fantasy novel that will just, like,
keep you on the edge of your seat.
Completely blow your mind.
This is the one.
Yes. Heartless Hunter, check it out.
Yeah.
You will not regret it.
It's so good.
Okay, well, until next time.
Happy reading.
Happy reading.